Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to the Newmarket Convention Center. Are you here for all-day supermarkets customer service training?
Yes, that's right. I was told that it's taking place in conference room A2 at 9 a.m.
Oh, that session has been moved to a different room. A press conference is being held in room A2.
Then would you mind telling me where to go for the training session?
Of course not. Conference room B1 is right around that corner.
Thanks a lot. Do I need to sign in anywhere?
No, I just need to take a note of your all-day supermarket employee identification number.
Sure, it's 5781. I hope I'm not going to be late for the training. It's already 8:55.
Number 32. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 33. In which conference room is the training session being held? Number 34. What information does the woman ask for? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Mortimer. This is Brittany Snow calling from Zingo Sushi on 10th Avenue. I'm just checking that you are still coming at 7 o'clock this evening, and you still need a table for 10?
Oh, hello. Yes, we will be there at 7 p.m. We booked a private dining room. Is everything okay with our reservation?
Yes, sir. I'm just calling because we get so many customers these days, and I want to make sure that you still need your table.
Oh, I see. Well, you don't need to worry. We're all very excited to eat at your establishment tonight.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. Why is the woman calling Mr. Mortimer? Number 37. What does the woman mention about her workplace? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I need one of you to make a batch of popcorn. Customers will start arriving soon for our first movie showing of the day.
Okay, I'll do that once I've finished cleaning the ice cream machine.
And don't forget about our special promotion tonight. Customers who buy a hot dog get a free soft drink.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. Are you going to give us a hand here?
I'll be back to help you after I've spoken with our manager about this week's work schedule.
Well, there's no rush. Amy and I can handle everything for now.
Exactly. Take your time, Bob.
Number 38. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 39. What will some customers receive for free? Number 40. What will the man probably do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, Joanne. I've been looking for Eddie, but I can't find him anywhere. Have you seen him?
He went downstairs to the cafe to get us some coffee. Do you need to speak to him about the conference promotion?
Yes, I just got the posters back from the printing shop, and they don't look good at all.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the matter with them?
I'll need Eddie to change the poster design. It should be more simple and eye-catching.
Oh, that will delay the start of our promotional campaign. Just take a seat in Eddie's office and wait for him. It shouldn't take too long.
Number 41. According to the woman, where is Eddie? Number 42. What problem does the man mention? Number 43.
What does the woman imply when she says,
It shouldn't take too long?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lola. I got an email from the Canadian Journal of Medicine. It says that the monthly subscription rates will be going up in January.
Yes, I read about that on its website recently. It's a pretty big increase. I'm not very happy about it.
Neither am I. Actually, I'm going to email them to ask why there's such a big change. It seems very unfair.
Great. Let me know what they say. I hope there's a good reason for it.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. Why will the man send an email? Number 46. What does the woman want the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Harry. This is Ellie Stevens in the personnel department. I'm waiting for some office supplies that we ordered, and I'm wondering if they have arrived in the warehouse yet.
Hi, Ellie. Let me take a look for you. I'm afraid I don't see any deliveries here for the personnel department.
That's really disappointing. I placed the order 2 weeks ago. Thanks, Harry. I'm going to call the company now and find out why this is taking so long.
Number 47. Why is the woman calling? Number 48. What most likely is the man's job? Number 49. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, ladies. Did you see a copy of City Life magazine anywhere? I was sure I left it here in the staff room. I've looked high and low.
Sorry, Pete. I haven't seen it anywhere.
Me neither. Is there something interesting in it that you want to read?
There's an article about a new deli that just opened around the corner from our office. It's called Grace's Deli, and I'm interested in checking it out.
Oh, I heard about that place. How about going there together for a nice lunch today?
Great idea. It's a nice day for taking a walk. What do you say, Pete?
Count me in. Let's meet outside our building at 12.
Number 50. What is the man looking for? Number 51. What does the man mention about Grace's Deli? Number 52. What do the speakers decide to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, do you work here? I have a reservation for a room at this hotel, and I'm still waiting to check in. I've been standing here for 15 minutes, and you're the first employee that I've seen.
I do work here, but I'm a member of the housekeeping staff. Just give me a moment and I will try to find one of our front desk employees.
Thanks. I appreciate your help. I'll leave my suitcase here and take a seat in the lounge. Please let me know when someone is ready to check me in.
Number 53. How long has the woman been waiting? Number 54. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Number 55. What will the woman probably do next?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is Maria speaking. Thanks for calling Dillinger Investment Bank. How can I help you?
Hi, Maria. This is James from Digitech's Computer and Network Services. I got your message about the software upgrades you require.
Thanks for returning my call, James. So, would you be able to perform the work?
Certainly. I'd be able to send a team of technicians over next week.
Actually, I was hoping that you would be able to come here tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Would that be possible?
Unfortunately, our schedule is full for the rest of this week. You could try calling TechBiz Solutions. That firm might be able to help you.
Number 56. Who most likely is the man? Number 57. When does the woman want the man to visit her workplace? Number 58. What does the man recommend that the woman do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, madam, the mirror, the curtains, and the lamp come to a total of $150. How would you like to pay?
I'll use my credit card. Oh, and can you provide a delivery service to my apartment in the Burbank area? The mirror is rather heavy.
Yes, but I'm afraid it'll cost an extra $50 to deliver them to Burbank.
That's fine by me. I've had some back pain, so I'd rather not do any heavy lifting.
Great. It'll be $200 in total then.
Number 59. What is the woman purchasing? Number 60. What does the woman want to do with her purchases? Number 61. What does the woman imply when she says,
"That's fine by me"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the new book by the author Klaus Bierhoff. My co-worker's birthday is coming up, and I'm hoping to buy the book for her.
I'm afraid I have some bad news, sir. We don't have any copies left in the store, and today's delivery has been moved to tomorrow due to the snowstorm.
Oh, that's too bad. Are there any similar books you would recommend?
Well, if you take a look at our top five bestsellers list, you'll see a new novel by Mary Swanson. That's a similar type of story.
Okay, I'll take that one then. Thanks for your help.
Number 62. Why is the man looking for a particular book? Number 63. What problem does the woman mention? Number 64. Look at the graphic. What book does the woman recommend? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Good morning. Do you have an appointment with one of our dentists today?
Yes, I have an appointment to see Dr. Gladstone at 11:15. Should I take a seat in the waiting room?
Actually, Dr. Gladstone doesn't have many appointments this morning, so he's ready to see you now.
Oh, great. Can you tell me which treatment room to go to?
Certainly. His room is the one just behind this reception desk. Just go around the corner here.
Thanks a lot. I thought I'd have to wait for a while.
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman? Number 66. What does the woman mention about Dr. Gladstone? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where should the man go next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
David, do you have a moment? I'd like to discuss our park's performance over the summer season.
Yes, I have time now. I've been looking at the figures for the number of visitors. We didn't do too badly, but we did sell fewer tickets overall this season.
I know, but I can't figure out why. We unveiled 3 new exciting rides this year, and we spent a lot on advertising.
I'd especially like to talk about our typical peak month. We only attracted 50,000 visitors this year. Usually it's much higher.
Okay, let's take a closer look at the figures for that month.
Number 68. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 69. What is the man concerned about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What month does the man wish to discuss?